Meet Reggie Youngblood, the charismatic lead singer of the Jacksonville, Florida band Black Kids. Thanks to picks from Rolling Stone, Blogger Buzz, and a slew of live shows, Black Kids are the band of the moment. Their debut full-length Party Traumatic hits the stores July 22nd and was produced by the British musician and former member of Suede, Bernard Butler. We talked to the band right after a noontime performance at which little or no alcohol was consumed, and I wanted to know about a quote from Youngblood about a certain level of alcohol consumption being beneficial to the band's performance.
First of all, kind of unusual. I heard a quote from somebody, Reggie, it might have been you, about a certain amount of alcohol is important to a Black Kid set.
Oh, that's shameful. That really is bad. Yeah, I might have said that in an interview, but I really would like to shy away from statements like that. It just makes us sound like we're...
washes?
More so than we are. I mean, no one's got a problem, but...
I thought you were talking more about the audience and the time of day and that kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
Right, yeah.
Definitely.
I'm trying to save you here.
Thank you. But... you know, it's a social lubricant. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I regret saying things like that these days. I just look so bad in print. Yeah. It looks really bad in print. So.
Well, the Black Kids story seemed to kind of start with a demo, and a lot of people downloaded and enjoyed incessantly, and now the EP has been out and the album is forthcoming. Did you end up re-recording things, and how did that change it, and how did that feel to re-record things?
Re-recording things was quite easy, actually.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, we had the songs down. It's just a matter of what did we want to do new to the tracks.
Right.
And I know for some people, they loathe the new versions because they're so familiar with the old versions. But I just want to send a word of comfort to those people. Like, those old versions aren't going anywhere. You have them forever and ever.
That's a great point.
Yes.
And you had a chance to go into the studio with Bernard Butler from Suede, and
yes.
I understand he was like perfect choice for you.
He wasn't the obvious choice to us, but
no, that's true.
It was recommended to us by a third party, and it just seemed like a wonderful idea because some of us just love Suede and. Love some of the solo stuff he's done, and it was just very surreal because I don't know, maybe like 6 years ago, I remember being in my friend's apartment doing Suede karaoke to the Suede DVD, and then I'm sitting next to this legend, you know, laying down guitar tracks, and he's he approves. That's just, I can't really wrap my mind around that.
What kind of stuff did he he'd heard you guys live enough to know what he wanted to record and how he wanted to go about it. And
yeah.
What kind of did he offer any advice in the studio as you went along, or how did that work? He just say that's a take, that's good, that's or what?
That's probably his strong suit, actually, is knowing when you can play or sing something better than you just did on that take. So he was great about that, about getting the best out of us.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it was something that was painfully obvious to us when we recorded Wizard of Oz. It's just like someone would do a vocal take and we'd say, can we do this better? And we'd just like stare at each other painfully, just like, it was so painful. You're just like, does anyone have an opinion on this? And That's when I realized, oh, this is when a producer steps in and makes it happen. And he definitely did that. It's amazing in that way.
Oh, one of the things people always comment about the band is this sense of joy, and even the word naivete is used when they describe the Black Kids. And are we? Is there any fear of losing that?
I don't know, that vibe might come from our sense of absurdity and our immaturity, really. And
there's a little risk of that being lost.
Yeah, because we've tried, like, the sober, severe, like, serious artists. We did that for one group, and that was just not working for anyone. No one was getting off on that. So those days are over.
Well, we're looking forward to the full album coming out, and thanks a lot for playing live for us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Black Kids are our guests, and we're going to head to the stage at World Cafe Live for a live set.
Hugs and kisses from the girls and the
and I'm missing much. Your sleepy panda eyes, those dangerous thighs, your dirty touch. You are the wildest one, but you're the one that I want. I'm making eyes at you, that's all I ever do. Oh, please don't speak. You killed a mistake, oh baby, let's not dance. We're ruining our chances, oh, in between the drinks. I cannot believe that even as we speak, we killed a mistake. If you must ever go, fine, okay. I said, if you must ever go, go away.
I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you live on stage at World Cafe Live from our guest today, Black Kids. And thanks to Reggie and Black Kids for joining us live today. We got music from Santa Gold coming up. We get right back here to the World Cafe.